Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Thursday, September 11th, 2014, and with me today, fresh back from his long journey to California, Dave Hamilton. How are you, Dave?
I'm frustrated by the fact that when I travel to California, it doesn't matter how long it is. While I'm there, I wake up early because I'm on East Coast time, and yet the moment I get home, it doesn't matter how long it is, that's when my body switches to Pacific time.
Oh, nature is a cruel, cruel mistress like that.
Yipper. That's how it is. So I'm frustrated and fascinated simultaneously by this. And I'm glad to be here.
And I'm glad you're here, too. I'm also glad that Brian Chaffin is here. How are you, Brian?
I am doing splendidly well.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. So, Dave, I'm glad that you're here because you were able to go hands-on with the iPhone 6 and the Apple Watch when you were in California. And I thought it would be great to get a firsthand experience about what these devices are like.
Yeah, so I was impressed by the feel of all of them, which is obviously no great surprise to those of us that have used and been fans of Apple devices for a long time. It's one of the things that Apple does remarkably well. So the thinness of the new iPhone 6 and 6 Plus is impressive. And as I've mentioned elsewhere, but not here, they both fit in my pocket. Now I'm a guy, so I have pants and jeans and things like that that actually have pockets. I can't imagine. I don't even think an iPhone 5 will fit in most women's pockets. Well,
as you said in your piece, Dave, your pockets were built to accommodate rocks, toys,
right?
Frogs.
Yeah. Because I'm a dude.
Yeah.
We're just boys. Grown boys. Yeah. Right. Exactly. That means our pockets get bigger.
Yes.
So, yeah. Yeah. No, it fit fine. I'm skeptical of how the 6 Plus would fit in my pocket with a case on it. But I think that's a gamble I'm willing to take simply to have longer battery life of the 6 Plus and the improved optics in the camera, or the improved optical stabilization of the camera, to be more specific. But
do you really think that's going to matter to you? You said that, and that was I kind of called you out on an ACM. You weren't there, you know.
Sure,
personally.
To defend myself, right? Yeah. I am not someone that keeps a camera with me other than my phone. Like prior to having a camera phone, I just wouldn't carry a camera around. It's odd given what we do here, but I am more, when I'm planning to do something, I'm more interested in experiencing it than documenting it for others to experience vicariously. Now, I realize the irony of saying that doing this here, but mm-hmm. I'd rather experience something and then talk about it later. So I have never been a camera guy. I don't like to see, and I don't like to experience everything through a lens. But I do like to document things at times for myself and then, you know, for others. So having that camera in my pocket with the phone, it does cause me to take pictures because it is right there. I'm not a great photographer. I just snap pictures, right? So every advancement that Apple has done to the iPhone camera over the years has impacted me dramatically because I simply let the phone do all the work, and I'm kind of a dummy about it. I'm a chosen dummy. I know that obviously I could dig deep into photography and learn a lot about cameras, but if I did that, it would be an obsession. And so I have specifically chosen not to be obsessed with that stuff. I really do think that every bit of extra help that the camera can give me will be helpful for me. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, for me, the size is pretty much a showstopper all by itself.
Yep.
And
I get that.
Yep. And while I would love to have the optical stabilization, I'm actually more interested in the M8 coprocessor for health and fitness related functions. So I'm okay forgoing that optical stabilization feature and the longer battery life to have something that fits in my hand, and I still have the M8 processor.
Right. Yeah. No, that's fair. I think with the iPhone 6, previously it was pretty clear cut. You know, last year you could get the 5C certainly, but the 5S was right there, basically the same size and way more capabilities and capacity and speed and, you know, all that good stuff. So it was an obvious answer that you just get the 5S if you can afford it. And that was pretty much a decision that Apple made for you. With this, Apple is not making the decision for you.
It's true. But if you look at the Android side of things, the Note and all its various iterations from Samsung, which is their phablet,
yep,
is what you're welcome, Jeff, is yep, doesn't right. sell as well as the Galaxy, the Galaxy, not the Galaxy S. So I mean, you know, Apple's going to sell more of the sixes, and they're going to sell fewer of the six pluses, but they're going to sell six pluses. You know, they're there. Some people will pick them, but I think the vast majority of people are going to pick the six, just like has been the case in the Android world, where these large screens have been de rigueur for the last 2 years.
Yeah, I am fully aware of the risk I am taking by choosing to get the 6 Plus. I see a lot of potential for convenience with it. You know, every night. I've got the 5S in my pocket and during the day, and I use it at my desk somewhat, and when I'm out and about, I use it. And then when I get home and we sort of retire to the living room, I, for the most part, put the 5S up in the bedroom and grab the iPad mini and switch to that, right, for the evening. And it's always this, oh, yeah, I got to go and do that and this process. And if I'm somewhere else, it's like, oh, yeah. You know, it's frustrating doing all the things that I like to do on the 5S, right? Even just browsing the web or going through email, it's fine on the 5S. But it's way better on the iPad mini. And so I have this hope. And my, you know, 7 minutes, however long it was, I played with the 6 Plus, that my time with it led me to believe that it really could replace the iPad mini for most of that stuff. Whether it would replace it for watching movies on airplanes and those types of things, I'm not sure. I'm torn on that, and I'll have to find out. So it may be a big mistake, right? It may be a costly error on my part to head down this path, but I feel like it might be the right thing for me.
Well, and I'm glad that you are brave enough to rush into that decision so that we all know someone firsthand that has the bigger iPhone, and we can watch and see how it works out for you.
Yeah, yep. like with everything in my life, I will head down this path head first and quickly.
I think that
makes sense.
Okay. So another thing I wanted to take a look at, this is something that Brian and I don't see eye to eye on. And this is the whole Apple Pay thing. Brian, and I'm totally speaking for Brian now because, hey, why not? Brian is...
It's not like he's here.
Right. So Brian is a firm believer that Apple Pay is going to be a really big success, and that this is what's going to really jumpstart the NFC mobile payment thing in the United States. And while I think it's possible that could happen, I'm not convinced, or at least not completely convinced. And you, Dave, you have some pretty strong opinions on this also. So I figured that I would put the two of you together, and I'd step back and watch what happens.
Jane, you ignorant! Oh, wait. That's not.
We haven't gotten there yet.
Okay, sorry.
It comes later.
Okay, sorry about that. Who's going to start? You want to start, Brian, or you want?
Well, why don't you? Since apparently my case was just made.
Yeah.
Why don't you go ahead and respond?
Okay, so I've got a piece that I've been kind of working on and crafting this morning, which I think will go up today. But that's kind of where my thought organization on this has come from. Apple Pay is fine and good, right? It purports to allow us to pay with our iPhones, and adds convenience to the equation. while also potentially adding some security. I don't think it's bulletproof security, but anything it adds is more secure than the existing process with credit cards, right? Credit cards, I've always maintained that they are the least secure method of payment because your entire credit limit is at risk. That amount of money is at risk if your card number gets compromised, whereas if, say, you're just using cash, it's just the amount of cash you have in your wallet that's at risk if that gets compromised, right? And typically, that's a lot less. So so on the surface, that's good. But as I looked at this, I thought, well, certainly Apple is not doing this for the benefit of mankind. Apple is doing this for the benefit of Apple, and if it can also benefit mankind, great, right? That's kind of their whole MO. And it means they'll do it right, and they won't do something that's half-baked just to make some money, but they will make some money with things. So I started digging in, and Bloomberg reports that Apple will make their money from this off of the banks. Apple Pay is only available with credit cards from certain banks. So it's not just all MasterCard or Visa. It's MasterCard and Visa and Amex from Citibank and Bank of America and Chase. And there's a couple of others. And of course, they're going to try and add more. And Bloomberg reports that it's the banks that are paying Apple a fee for every Apple Pay transaction. They don't have details on what that is. But, you know, presumably it's very, very small and you make it up in volume. And that's how those sort of things work. And that's all great. But the banks aren't going to eat that fee forever. In fact, I don't think they're going to eat it for very long at all. The banks are going to pass that fee along to the merchants like they do every other fee. You know, when you pay with your airline miles credit card, the merchants pay extra. They pay the bank the percentage that they would have agreed to pay the bank, what's called the discount rate in the credit card world. And then on top of that, they buy the miles that you earned while shopping at their establishment. So if you get 100, you know, you get 100 miles for a $100 dinner, the restaurant pays and buys those miles for you. And it's listed as a line item on their statement. So how long will it be before there's a paid with Apple Pay line item on the statement? And what's the and what this comes down to is, what's the incentive for merchants to do this? There have been many secure things over the years that no one has adopted because there's no incentive for people to adopt this stuff. So there needs to be either a direct financial incentive. Yes, you're going to pay X for Apple Pay, but less in your discount rate because the banks are going to have to pay less fraud, or loyalty programs for merchants, for people that use Apple Pay. But I don't see this as, yay, finally Apple's in NFC and NFC is a huge success all of a sudden, because what Apple is doing currently with Apple Pay is no different than what anyone else has done. It is a Me Too move by Apple at the moment. So I don't see resounding success with this right out of the gate and all of that stuff. They need to add something to it that they have yet to do.
So since you're not here to actually represent yourself, if I can summarize.
Yes, please. Yes.
You, the traditional friction points all still exist. The traditional, there's tons of inertia that is extraordinarily difficult to overcome, and it'll never work. Does that sound about right?
It will work as well as it has for everyone else.
All right. Well, so I
because why would it be any different? Apple isn't doing anything any different than anyone else.
Well, there are a lot of things that Apple is doing different. For one thing, Apple has a million credit cards already on file, ready to go with this stuff. That actually is a big thing, and it's not mm-hmm. something that any of the other competitors could do. You also have the inherent trust in Apple that's not necessarily there for any of the other competitors within the Apple ecosystem, within that existing customer base. And then, of course, you have the clout that Apple can throw around in terms of its marketing, again, tapping the ecosystem and the larger user base. But largely, what I'm hearing from you is that this has never worked. It's never going to work. Apple doesn't have any inherent benefits here, and nothing is going to change. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's never going to work. I'm saying that because just the fact that Apple is doing this is not enough of a reason for merchants to adopt this. It's going to cost them money and time to convert their systems to NFC and buy in. I mean, there's 220,000 merchants that have done this. It's just not that many, right?
That's true. It is so far a small percentage that has already done this ahead of what Apple is bringing to the table. But right. I will counter all of this inertia worry with the fact that this has always been the case. Whenever Apple does something new, it's they're not creating new markets. They're merely attacking either an existing problem with a new way or following in the footsteps of people who haven't been able to do it as well as Apple. And each time this has happened in the last, I don't know, 15 years or so, it's been very successful for the company.
I totally agree. And I will point out, you know, my favorite example is when Apple came out with the iPod. They certainly weren't the first music player, right? Portable music player, rather. Digital portable music player, even. There were others before them. But and I said basically the same thing I'm saying about Apple Pay now. This has failed with other people. I can't believe Apple's wasting their time getting into this stupid thing, and the iPod will be a failure. So now that we have established that I absolutely don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, I poo-pooed the iPod too because it was too small. Okay. Do you remember that?
I do. Right. Yeah. So that, right. But I didn't even poo-poo it because of the size. I didn't have any specific solve this in your golden problem. It was that. But the iPod succeeded where others had failed because Apple did it better. They came up with a completely new UI. They came up with, you know, the click wheel was brilliant, right? And that was the thing. It was like, how do you manage all this stuff on here? That was sort of the problem with all these others. It was this clunky interface and nobody liked it and it didn't make any sense. You had to learn and futz with it. And Apple totally dealt with that problem. They saw a market. They fixed the problem, and out they came. None of that is apparent with Apple Pay.
Yeah, but
it is but, me too. We're doing it exactly the same as everybody.
But we haven't actually seen it yet, Dave.
Well, we've seen it demoed.
Apple's track record is not me too.
I agree. But what are they going to do? I mean, you're using the same NFC readers that people could have bought, and in fact. Apple doesn't appear to be in the business of creating or selling their own NFC reader. You're going to use someone else's, right? So it's the same process that everybody has to go through to get there. And I just don't. I don't know. I don't. Your point is very valid. Apple has always done something better/different. Thus far, we don't know anything about Apple Pay that is better/different.
But the difference between our positions is that my assumption is that there's something about this that we don't know yet that's going to make it all work, and your assumption is that it won't. But the track record is with me.
My position is that Apple needs to do something different with it, and we haven't seen that yet. And all this hoorah about how great Apple, how finally Apple has solved the NFC problem, is hooey.
It's not that Apple has finally solved the NFC problem. It's that Apple has finally embraced the NFC problem. The NFC problem has been that Apple didn't support it. That is the NFC problem. So
yeah, that's
so,
what a lot of people have liked to say. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm one of them.
I know. Yeah. I don't think that, and that's my point, is having Apple be a player doing the same thing as everyone else, which is at the moment what it appears like they are doing, is not enough to solve the NFC problem. Simply having Apple ride in on their white horse is not enough to solve this problem.
All right. Well, we will see.
We absolutely will. Yeah.
We have a show. We can revisit the issue.
We can.
Well, I'm sure we have shows. Yeah, that's right.
And we are out of time. I would love to let you guys keep duking it out. I always love when I put you two together on opposing sides, and then I sit back and I just watch the fireworks happen. It's absolutely awesome. And so thank you for being good sports and jumping in the middle of the ring for me yet again.
You bet, man.
Dave, yeah, thanks for being here. And Brian,
my pleasure.
Thank you for being here, too.
Oh, yeah.
You guys rock.